Today on Snail Trail 4x4, the secretary and assistant laid down the law. Today's episode of Snail Trail 4x4 is brought to your ear holes by...
Sneevy's Off-Road is your number one source for custom and aftermarket products for your 4x4, ATV, and side-by-sides. Quality parts that don't break your bank. If we don't have what you're looking for, we'll get it. Sneevy's Off-Road. The trail starts here.
Welcome one, welcome all to the Snail Trail 4x4 podcast. If you like going off-roading in Toyotas, wrenching on Toyotas, camping in Toyotas, and maybe poking a little fun at Toyotas, and of course hearing about how awesome camping for females is, then this is the podcast for you. I am your host, the Tyler. Secretary. And sitting here on the other side of the... There's a blank.
I forgot to fill all the blanks, I guess.
No, like, do you usually put a different
studio.
Blank on
there? Yeah. Studio.
It should be like the table.
No, or it's sometimes, studio. It's
sometimes
studio.
I say the table. Sometimes it's a studio.
It
sometimes
make sense.
It's.
Sometimes we're recording your place. Sometimes we're recording here. Sometimes we're in the shop.
Okay.
Sometimes we're in a parking lot.
I am your host, the secretary, and sitting here on the other side of the table today is the one and only
assistant.
Woo woo!
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. So in case everybody out there has not noticed, we have the secretary and the assistant here in the studio today. How did the secretary do on that intro there, everybody?
Oh, I
the
thought she killed
wild.
It.
The crowd goes
yeah,
wild.
She killed it.
And then we left Jimmy outside, so... No, we have Jimmy here as well, but our audio guy left a microphone back at the other studio, so Jimmy and Tyler are sharing a microphone today. Say hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you doing today? Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
See, you don't need me. You just run your own podcast. So cool. Yeah, we have a very fun episode for you guys today. This is episode 50. So a big milestone for the Snail Trail 4x4 podcast here. I don't know if we've hit... Have we hit 10,000 on the YouTube? On the tubes? Not yet.
Close.
It should be very, very close. It may end up being 10,000 by the time this podcast airs. If not, it'll be within a couple days here. So 9-9. So it'll be 10,000 by the
Make
time this
happen,
airs.
People.
So 9961.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah. I get she's hired.
Hammer down on that subscribe button.
Oh, man. So, yeah, this would be a lot of fun. We have had a lot of feedback about how to get the ladies in our lives to go off-roading and go camping with us and how, if there's any tips or tricks that we have to get them or that we trick them into going camping and off-roading with us that you guys can use on your significant others or those loved ones in your life. So that's what they're here in the studio for today. So. With that being said, do we have any updates we want to get to first? Updates.
Well, should we discuss everything that we have going on with the possible meet and greet?
We did tell people we're going to get information out on this episode. So, yeah.
So
take it away.
So what we're planning on doing is on January 4th. We are going to be all getting together, weather permitting, hopefully at Prairie City mid-morning, and then at 2 p.m. at Fort Rock Brewing. I think it's technically in Rancho Cordova.
Is it really Rancho instead of Folsom?
I think.
I thought it came up in Folsom.
I'm not sure. It's somewhere in that area.
It's right on Hazel and 50.
Yes, so. Hazel and 50.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got... A lot of, we've already reached out to a bunch of people to get sponsorships and get products and raffle prizes and things of that nature. We have, right now, I already know that Gear Wrench is in, Rough Stuff is in. Those are the two that confirmed that day that I sent out the message, which is pretty exciting and super big thanks to those guys. Besides that, I'm super excited to meet everybody. We'll talk about this on the next podcast, but we got to meet a bunch of patrons today when we went to the toy drive.
I was apparently a little lacking in that department.
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah. And so we'll talk about that in the future, but I know that we have people flying from out of state. We have people coming from Southern California. We've got people coming up from the Bay Area and a lot of SAC locals coming out. So I'm super excited to be meeting everybody.
Yeah. The one guy, he's coming out from Kansas City.
I know. That's so crazy. So, thank you.
I'm still blown. Yeah, thank you. That's crazy.
He's like, where should I stay? I'm like, dude, you're flying out from Kansas City. I've got a room, spare room in my house. You can come crash with me.
You're going to get a bunch of, now people are going to be like, oh, we got spare for free lodging by flying.
Well, I got one other spot somebody else can sleep, and that's in the rooftop tent.
There we go.
So
make them share a bed.
Right.
We can set up tents outside.
Well, I've got a few. I can do that. I have
got the Taj Mahal.
I have two or three.
Yeah.
I can do that.
A big old camp out.
Hell yeah. I'm down. I'll start a little bonfire in the backyard, and we'll have some beers. And after we have more beers at the brewery, this could be a good time.
It just sounds a little bit like today.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Oh, man. So, so yeah, we're going to have details about that. The giveaway, as of this episode going live on Monday, when you guys are listening to it, the giveaway for where you can sign up at should be live as well. So that'll be on the Snail Trail website. Look for it. We'll put it in the, I'll put it on the front page for you guys. So it'll just be front and center. So you can find the link to it.
Can we make like a header?
As long as you don't beat up the microphone.
Sorry. Can we make a header?
Probably. I have to check and see.
Yeah,
and what that would take.
I mean, we're gonna highlight it all over the place. We'll definitely be putting it onto, you know, our social medias. It'll be on the Patreon account, be on our Facebook groups, things like that. So if you're listening to this and you don't see it, you're not looking at all.
I'll put a link down in the show notes here for everybody too. So
there you go.
So that one, because I'm gonna make sure that gets live while I'm doing the editing here. So, we'll get all that out for you guys, and you guys can enter into the giveaway. We're using a really cool piece of software that's going to allow you guys to get multiple entries depending on what you do, on the actions you do. So check that out. We'll put the link in the show notes. We'll have the link on social medias. We'll have it on the website. We'll have it, like Jimmy said, all over the place, as many places as we can. We may put it up on a billboard on Highway 50 and 80 as well. So we'll see if the budget allows for that.
I'd rather buy people beer.
Okay, we can buy a bunch of beer instead. So that's the giveaway coming up. We have solicited a bunch of vendors for stuff, and we'll see how many of them get back to us, how many we got a strong arm for you guys. But so far, it looks like a pretty good response just, you know, from a little amount of time we've had some solicitations out there. So should be a lot of fun. Should be a really cool giveaway. And you'll get a lot of chances to win. You will not have to be present to win. So we will probably do the drawing either before, like the day before the meetup, and then do the main drawing. So we're going to have one really big ticket item that we'll do there at Fort Rock Brewing that afternoon. So.
Yeah, we're still kind of hashing out the details along those lines, because we'll probably figure out all the other ones the day or so before. And then, for that really big prize, which we don't know exactly what it is yet, I'm hoping that we can do raffle tickets for the event. And then I want to draw the raffle ticket first and then do all the other raffles. And then have that one raffle ticket that we present at the event. Mm-hmm. But I'm not quite sure how to do the logistics of that with people not believing that we didn't fudge and change the raffle ticket one way or another. So I'm trying to figure
people
that out.
People are just going to have to trust us.
Yeah.
You know, do you think
that's probably a good and bad thing? But yeah.
I think you guys put a little too much faith in us. But so yeah, it should be a fun day. So save January 4th, mid-morning, so 10 a.m. or so, 10 to 11, somewhere in that range at Prairie City, assuming that the rain holds off for that day. And then we'll be over at Fort Rock Brewing on the corner of Hazel and pretty much Highway 50.
Yes.
Right next to the Spaghetti Factory. So.
And we're not sure if they're going to be able to cater yet or not, but you can definitely always order from Spaghetti Factory to get some food if you're hungry while you're drinking.
And they'll literally bring the food over to the brewery. So it's kind of a cool place set up there. Yeah.
Besides that, I think we just need to do a quick shout out to our patrons. Thanks so much for supporting us and helping us through this endeavor and, you know, motivating us to get to this wonderful 50th episode here.
Thank you, guys. We love you. We love hanging out with you and seeing you, even though I apparently walked right by some of you today. Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry, Rob.
Drifting, Rob. Drifting.
Drifting.
besides that, I think, you know, just check us out on social media. Hit us up on the emails, jimmy@snailtrail4x4.com or tyler@snailtrail4x4.com. And I think we should jump into the episode.
Cool. Sounds good to me. Yeah, so hang out for a quick second, take a quick break, and we'll be right on back with the secretary and assistant giving us all their wise knowledge about why they go off-roading with us or why they don't in some other cases. Hang tight. Welcome back, ladies, gents, and kiddos, to today's campfire discussion. So, this one's going to be fun. As we alluded to earlier, and if you downloaded this episode and you saw the title of it, we've had some fun feedback and questions from people with different ideas about how to get your significant others to go off-roading with you. And so, we decided, you know, Jimmy and I are trying to answer these questions from a male's perspective, telling other males how, what to do and how to convince the females.
Yeah, don't mansplain it, please.
I know, right? So we just decided we should just go and straight to the source and figure out from the source, from the females, what it takes to go off-roading as a female or go camping as a female or... You know, maybe it is like the Family Feud says, only 10% of the female population out there really even enjoys off-roading camping. And if that's so, then we'll hopefully maybe get to the bottom of it. I don't know.
What are the, is that real? What's the research on that?
So
I want sources.
Yeah. Well, so I was watching Family Feud.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well,
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey said that they interviewed 100 females. And the scale was 1 through 10. And it was 1 being the worst, 10 being the most, or they enjoyed it, right? 10 being like they liked it. And the majority or all, like, the number one answer was number one.
Oh, I mean, that's pretty legit data right there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Randos
walking around
that,
outside
secretary.
The studio.
Thank you very much.
I mean, where's that shot? Like in LA? Because
I don't see
a lot of LA girls going camping.
Yeah, I don't see that either.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
NorCal girls.
Yeah. There you go. I think, I would like to start here with, I want to jump back in time. Years and years ago. Like, did your families growing up take you guys camping?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Assistant went camping a ton and was loosely parented when we went camping. And so that's maybe why I liked it so much. I don't know. My parents were busy, you know, having a good time themselves. And there was always lots of other kids there. And we would just, you know, go off and have adventures that, you know, progressed as we got older. And it was just, I always had fond memories of camping growing up.
We did own a tent. And we would set it up on our porch.
and that was camping. That was camping.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
See, and I think one of the things, for me on a male side, right, I experienced camping. One of my first memories of camping was in my backyard, right? And I think it was my parents were like, let's actually see if he can sleep in a tent and not in his bed, you know? and then it was, okay, now let's move forward and just keep going out from there. But so I kind of have a similar experience with camping. You know, in the backyard, but then it quickly moved to, all right, let's jump in a car and let's go travel somewhere and go camping.
Yeah, my first recollection of camping wasn't really necessarily camping. It was motorhome, going out to motorhomes down at Pismo. At those places, just kind of going out for a big summer trip, you know, week long in a motorhome kind of thing. And then that combined with doing a lot of off-roading with my dad when I was young, that let me get into a lot of tent camping and getting used to that and just being in the outdoors in the wilderness and kind of getting used to that and having the enjoyment as a kid, getting to run around and do stupid stuff that's no one's watching over
sitting
you.
Sitting around drinking beer and we were living our best lives.
To the secretary. So you guys, didn't you also do camping during ham radio events? Like the during
But that we were in a fort.
Oh.
So I'm not sure if that counts.
I thought you guys
we set up the tent
define
in
fort.
The fort.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions.
Like where you
about
dig
this.
A hole and cover it with tree branches?
Like a fort.
Like with bed
like an actual old military.
No, like an old military fort. It wasn't Civil War. I think it was War of 1812.
That was Massachusetts in Massachusetts.
In Boston Harbor is an island. I think it's called George's Island, and there's a fort on it. And so my dad's ham radio club would do an event on the in the fort, and so I know one year we set up the tent in the fort because it was raining really hard. Yes?
You can keep going. So you set up the fort because it was raining really hard.
We did it twice, and I don't remember what we did the first year if we set up the tent outside. But I remember one year we set it up in the fort, so there was a cover.
Okay. I was just going to say, one of the things we do on the podcast here is we take a lot of bird walks. Like, we just go in many, many different directions and try to walk. Like, we hit on something, we just kind of go in that direction and try to figure it out or just talk about it. Because when you said fort and then, like, this old thing, it made me think, since I went to college in Monterey on Fort Ord, right, they had a prison there.
I know. I was supposed to go to that college.
Hey, thanks. We could have met like many years earlier.
Ooh, this could have been a completely different episode, right?
We could have. Like, but they converted the prison into a paintball arena.
No.
It was so cool. Yeah. They like busted out, like they had cells closed, but then busted out like walls between the cells and stuff like that. And then you were allowed to like climb the guard tower and like, somebody could be at the top in the guard tower, like shooting down their paintballs at people running around underneath. It was really, really cool. So when you said fort, that's the only thing I pictured in my mind was like paintball.
No, it was like an actual fort. Like,
that's rad.
Yeah. Stone.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's cool. So we have experiences of camping as a kid where
nothing
you're just,
but tent camping.
Nothing but tent camping.
Good old fashioned white trash tent camping.
Getting unsupervised time to play around out in
lightly
the woods
parented.
And figure lightly parented. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever like go and hang out at cottages at all? Or was it mainly anytime you were up? Like, was it all in the mountains? Let's start there.
As a kid, it was a lot of like mountain and lake camping and, you know, don't ask me where we were because I was a kid, but there would be mountains and lakes. And then as I got older, like as a teenager, we did a lot of like near the ocean, like in the Bodega Bay Dunes, Olema, which is near Point Reyes, that kind of area. Mm-hmm. And we'd always do Labor Day and Memorial Day.
Okay. Those are
for
nice
sure.
3-day weekends to get out on, so where the parents can just kind of get out and then tell the kids, go play.
Yeah. And we went and
yeah. Cool. So tent camping as a kid. And that was what you would say, what ages?
I don't
like,
know.
All
like,
growing up or?
I'm trying to remember if I went camping like when my parents were still together. I feel like we did. I think my earliest memory of camping, I was probably like 7.
Okay.
I could ride a bike because I remember riding a bike down a ridiculous hill and my mom like freaking out as I came barreling down it. And
how did that end up?
I mean, I stayed on the bike, so it was fine.
You're alive, so that's good.
Recently, I went camping with another mom and she had like the best line ever for camping. She looked at her son and she's like, "What's the rule when we're camping?" And he's like, "No hospital." And I'm like,
Oh, that's a great rule.
I'm like, that is the best thing I've ever heard. I mean, it's just like, it covers everything.
Yeah.
Like, fire safety, wandering off, like, you know, water safety, just no hospital. Like, you know, if something involves a hospital, that's like game over for the camping trip. It's no good. So my mom's eyes were saying no hospital as I went flying down the hill that a bunch of older boys had gone down on their
you had to show them
mountain bikes. Yeah. I was like, okay. This little Huffy with some streamers on it's totally take down this hill as well, right?
And apparently you still do that using Bobcat, though, to drive over rocks and then drop Bobcat really hard on rocks. So cool. Was all of your camping experiences growing up, were those at developed campsites?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they all had, did they all have running water and, yes. and actual bathrooms?
I mean, they could have like those like pit toilets.
Okay. So like maybe a vault toilet.
But not so much, but
toilet.
Usually, okay. I mean, my mom had,
she had limits. She had standards.
She had some standards. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, I think that also brings up an interesting point that we have two kind of different demographics here, right? We have, somebody that enjoys camping from a childhood. And somebody that doesn't really enjoy camping because they didn't really go camping that much, I think.
My first camping experience, I think I was 25 or 26. Oh, was right. The first time I actually went camping.
And so I think this is great mm-hmm. because we have kind of the both sides of the coin here, right? And so when I think we have a few questions, I have a few questions kind of lined up. I don't know if Tyler's ready or not. But, you know, I think it's going to be an interesting interview because we'll have different perspectives on things. So that's going to be good. So I think one of my first questions is when your significant other, Tyler or I, unless there's somebody else that we don't know about, when your significant other asks you to go camping, what is one of the first things that goes through your head? And I'm going to say this as not like, oh shit, I got to go camping, but more of like, where are we going? What's coming up? What things need to be there? What things are a requirement? What things are like, maybe doesn't really necessarily matter.
A total logistics, like how many nights are we, you know, is there a lake? Is it, you know, is there swimming stuff involved? It's all about packing for me.
Okay. So you're going to be asking questions regarding what you need to take with you.
Yeah.
From a personal.
Yeah. Like, are we taking the rooftop tent? Uh-huh. Are we taking another tent? Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
are
how cold is it going to be?
Are we taking a cot? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Secretary?
Actually, that's a really great point. I was trying to think of it, and then when you were saying what I need to bring, and that's
immediately
how many jackets
to my,
do I need?
Yeah, what exactly.
Is it going to be? I always ask you if it's going to be cold.
Yeah, how cold? Yeah,
things along the lines of like toilets.
Yeah, like I mean, I don't think I've ever been camping in a place that doesn't have a toilet.
I actually don't care about the toilet thing anymore.
But would you?
It's not a problem.
Like more than a day, would you go to a place that didn't have like an actual toilet?
Yeah, we've been gone for 3 days in a place without toilets, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think the places we've been with 2 to 3 day trips, they've had like a pit toilet kind of thing.
Yeah, but I've not always used it.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, if you gotta pee and you're gonna walk all the way to this smelly pit toilet, that's not really an incentive.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're bringing, are you concerned with showers or having running water or showers at places? If like, say we're going camping, you're like, okay, is there going to be running water or showers there? Is that one of the things?
I have like dry hair and I only wash it twice a week. So like, mm-hmm. I personally do not, I'm like nasty. I'm like, uh-huh. I'm not going to shower while we're camping. Like, uh-huh. That's not what camping is for.
Is that why you're wearing a beanie right now?
That may be why honey. I'm wearing a beanie, because my hair is not fit to be seen right now.
Okay.
So my hair is greasier. but as I've gotten older, it's gotten less greasy. So yay. That's nice. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I've gone 3 nights. I think 3 nights would be my absolute max until I need a shower.
Yeah, that's pushing it for me,
dirt
too.
Under your nails.
Like 3 to 4 nights is kind of a max without a shower.
And we've done that as well. So, I mean, like when we went down to the Mojave and things of that nature, we went a few of those days. And I think I appreciate your guys' answers. And I think maybe my question wasn't as directed because... you guys are concerned about what to bring, And I think I was more concerned about what amenities or what is out there that you want to know that, like, is there something out there that you need to know that you're going to get yourself into? Or there is there something out there that you are going to want, but you know, might not be available? I'm not quite sure how to direct that, but...
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Okay.
Well, like... I lost my train of thought
there. Are you talking about deal breakers? Like, say if there's something that's not there, we can't go to that place?
Oh, you said coldness factor, and that's another thing that comes to mind. Like, how cold?
There's a limit to cold.
I like to be
warm. Yeah, I think that's actually, that's kind of a good point. It's, you know, coldness factor is kind of along the lines of what I'm asking, because what needs to get packed that's, you know, that to me that's second.
Oh, that's immediately like, oh, camping, like, boop, like a little to-do list pops up in my head.
Okay.
And I make a physical one, too, of like all the crap I need to pack and think of.
So, let's go down this list a little bit.
But it does depend on what's there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, and
running
that sort
water.
Of, right. Yeah.
And shower, so, I don't really care. I'm just going to get nasty.
Is it going to be cold? Well, that's going to determine what you're going to pack.
Mm-hmm. Clothes and sleeping bag.
And so, do you care about... like where, so it kind of comes down to what we prepare you for, is, you know, like I'm going to say, hey, this weekend we're going to go to Yosemite. And by the way, here it is, you know, in, December and we're going to go to Yosemite and there's 4 feet of snow.
Pour me some more wine there. Yeah.
Right. But these are things that I'm telling you at the moment. And so now you're taking the information that I'm giving you and you're creating
your checklist. And that to-do list is just popping up in my head. Yeah. Like, right? Ladies, so, we like to be informed. I think ladies are naturally like planners. And so we want to know, you know, we want to know what's up. We want to know how many nights, because then you're thinking like, what kind of meals are we doing here? And also, unless your lady really loves cooking and she loves cooking outside, don't ask her to make you fancy shit. When you go camping.
I don't cook when we go camping.
I mean, I will boil water and put things in the water, and I will cut open the bag of salad and combine the ingredients together, but I don't really want to do much more than that when I'm outside.
Part of the deal of taking me camping is that you cook for me.
Oh, jeez.
But I will get the... Last time we went, I got the ingredients of what I wanted, because that one time we went and you didn't bring some stuff and I was upset.
Yeah, I went to cook and I was like, oh, I'm missing this. Oh, I'm missing this. Oh, I'm missing
this.
So
now I am willing to do the shopping.
So now it's
but I don't cook when we're camping.
Okay.
It's part of the deal.
It is part of the deal.
If you want me to come.
So, are there any other things that are like deal breakers? Like you mentioned, there's a cold limit. Mm-hmm. There's a day limit. At least a day without... How many days without a shower?
Yeah, and even showering while camping is like not really fun, because you gotta like haul the crap down there. And is it like quarter showers? Because then who's got all those quarters? Yeah. And yeah.
So, did you ever get to use John and Renee's heat exchanger shower on their Jeep?
Oh,
okay. I was really hoping that you would have, that way
because
we could see if it'd be worth it to put...
You didn't think I could go a night without a shower, and I can.
I know you can.
I have skills.
I just figured it would have made the experience much nicer, too, if you had a hot shower.
Not necessarily, because you got to haul all your crap
into
the shower.
That's
like
true.
Even if it's just a place that has like a sink with hot water, I mean, that can be... Just being able to like actually wash your face with some water at the end of the night, that helps too.
So a hippie bath isn't good enough for you?
I mean, I do take a lot of hippie baths. Bring baby wipes. Baby wipes are magic. They take makeup off. They take, you know, poop off a baby's butt.
Can you describe what a hippie bath is?
Oh, what a hippie bath is. Okay, well, that's...
Which I've also heard you described as a horse bath.
is this like a sponge bath?
Basically.
Okay.
But it kind of became a joke because my daughter also has very dry hair, and I wash it like twice a week because it's a pain in the ass to wash a little kid's hair. And so I tell her to go take a hippie bath every night. And so she gets a baby wipe out and like, you know, wipes her face off and stuff, you know, between baths. Because she's very like...
That makes sense.
Neat kid. But yeah, like, see, bring some baby wipes, take a little hippie bath while you're you know, camping, that helps. Baby wipes are key.
I agree on the baby wipe thing. Having baby wipes on hand, and I haven't had any since the 4Runner got stolen, but
I have them.
Oh, you have them. Perfect. So yeah, I love
these,
them for
12 inch by 12 inch.
Oh,
all body wipes.
Oh, those, yeah, I've heard cool. about those.
I was going to say Christmas is coming up.
I could also use some tool drawers, Jimmy.
But baby wipes.
or you can get me a tool drawer with baby wipes in it. I'll be really happy there. Cool. Yeah, full of baby wipes will be good for the next 10 years. Yeah, baby wipes. So that's a really good one. Having baby wipes on hand. Mm-hmm. Does that just help with getting clean at the end of the day and feeling clean?
And just and help? Feeling the illusion of clean.
The illusion of clean.
And also,
the false hopes that you're getting clean.
If you don't have, like, if there's no running water, mm-hmm. and, like, I usually don't wear makeup when I'm camping, but I might be wearing makeup when I arrive at camping.
Yes.
Like,
okay.
if it's the end of the day mm-hmm. and you're coming from work and stuff, and there's mm-hmm. no running water, you know, it's kind of nice to... They work really great at
get the makeup taking off.
Yeah, they take your makeup off pretty well.
So I do have a weather deal breaker.
A weather deal breaker? Yeah. Okay.
I cannot stand wind.
I can't stand wind. I hate wind as well.
I hate wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of ocean camping mm-hmm. is kind of out for me unless there's a break.
A beautiful day.
Something that breaks up the
yeah.
wind. Yeah.
Interesting. That's interesting because I don't think we've ever talked about that, but I can handle a lot of different weather, a lot of really bad inclement weather. I can handle really cold weather just fine, but wind, I hate wind.
And also rain really sucks when you're camping. Like, especially, it was last Memorial Day, it rained like the whole, like all the time. And I almost left camping because of that. Because I was stuck in my car with my kid in the back seat because it would not stop raining. And, you know, you can't really like hang outside and there's only so much you can sit in your tent on your air mattress while there's like a river flowing through your tent. And you're just like, is it time to leave yet? And then it finally stopped raining and then it was okay. And the rest of the trip was fine and all, but. Yeah, like persistent rain, a little rain shower is okay, but like persistent rain sucks. Mm-hmm. Persistent wind sucks. Yeah, I will agree with that.
What's interesting about rain is rain absolutely does suck. And it's no fun. There's a little ways around it, but you have to like kind of create your own shelters, and then you're doing work.
Yeah.
But and both of you guys mentioned cold.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't like cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it one bit. I'm a freaking Bunsen burner when it comes to like weather and my heat. Like I ran around all day today.
Yeah, in a t-shirt and it was raining.
Yeah, but
and
one
windy.
Of the things that's
both
really,
the things.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to kind of say and point out is that what's interesting for me on the male side is snow. Snow, it's cold,
mm-hmm.
but it is. In an essence, it's dry.
It's dry, and it's usually not windy.
Sometimes. And,
yes. I mean, you can have a thick, heavy snow, mushy, sleet sort of scenario. But I think that I would hands down go snow camping over rain camping any day of my life.
Yeah, I can see that. I have a funny snow camping story.
Ready, go.
Yeah. I was, I don't know how old I was. I'm going to say somewhere between 10 and 12. And my stepdad had like one of those big GMC, I don't know, I think it was called a Jimmy, actually.
Oh, good. I mean, that's what they were. Yeah, they were called a Jimmy. Yeah.
And it had a camper shell in the back. And so like my mom, mm-hmm. my stepdad and I were going to go snow camping. And my mom was like, okay. Like,
I don't think so.
I mean, I guess, you know. Uh-huh. And so we went and my stepdad forgot the camping box that had all the like... food, like not the fresh food, but like the spices and all like the cooking stuff, like pots and pans mm-hmm. and, you know, canned goods in mm-hmm. it. And so we got to where we're supposed to go in the snow and we're going to sleep in the back of like the camper shell, which is already like, you know, three people shoved in the back of it, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. It's cozy and warm, you know.
Yeah.
And then we got there and my mom was already like really, I could tell by her face, she wasn't super thrilled to be there. And then he realized, my stepdad realized he forgot the camping box. And my mom was just like, okay. And I remember my stepdad had like a space blanket and he got out and he tried to like cook on top of it.
Oh, no.
And it just went up in flames immediately.
Oh, no.
And he was like trying to make a, because he brought the stove and he was trying to make like a quesadilla on the stove without a pan. And like, yeah. And so then the next day we went into Truckee and like went to a thrift store and bought like pots and pans,
yeah, stuff
crap.
To cook on.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was not, it was funny because it was like a bad trip for my stepdad because he like blew it a couple of times. And we got like lost one time. And then because we were near where the Donner Party was, my mom started calling him Hastings. And that nickname stuck for a really long time. But that was like a snow camping fail. For sure. Uh-huh. And I think that's the one and only time I went snow camping, and probably because it was doomed from the start.
Interesting. I had my first experience of snow camping this year, and I loved it.
Me too. I thought
it was awesome. That's right. You were out that same weekend.
I was also camping in the snow.
You were camping that same weekend. So what were your thoughts on snow camping? Because I know you don't like being in the cold for any kind of extended amount of time.
Which is funny because I'm from Boston.
Yes. But I think that's why, is because you got away from Boston. You're like, oh my God, it's like nice weather over here.
So people are, whenever I complain about it being cold, people are like, what are you talking about? You're from Boston.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out that everything in Boston is inside. The only time you go outside is to get in your car and to get out of your car. All the malls are inside. There's none of that.
It's like the exact opposite here in Sacramento with the summer, right? Everything's air conditioned.
Right.
Right. So we're going from the air conditioned house to the air conditioned car to the air conditioned store. And, you know, you only are doing this short bits outside to go from place to place. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Boston's cold, but snow camping.
Okay. So back to snow camping. Okay, so I was snow camping, and we knew that it was going to snow, but we didn't really believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But we did come prepared. I mean, I had a good jacket and stuff.
I think you were prepared a lot better than I was for that weekend for snow camping.
So I was with four other girls.
Uh-huh.
So it was a no guys trip, and we sucked it up like no other. Well, we were all cold, but nobody complained.
Mm-hmm.
We did build a shelter, though.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about
this. Yeah, we had an easy up, and when the weather started changing and it rained first the night before it rained. I don't know if it rained for you. The night before it rained, and then it snowed overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got back from doing what we were doing, and it was like looking, we knew that the rain was going to come. I said, oh, do we have more tarps? And so we found some more tarps, and so we made sides to our shelter, and then somebody had a heater, so we put the heater in there, and then we also had a fire going.
Nice.
So we were pretty good in that shelter. I know that some of them were really cold at night.
Aww.
And I was really cold at night. I didn't sleep very well. Even though we had a heater for a little, well, I mean, we turned it off because we didn't want to like, you know,
die.
Burn, yeah, die. CO.
But we had it on like as we got into the tent. We're like settling down. My feet were cold, I think. But the rest of me was fine. So yeah. It was okay. But because there were no guys around, I think we all really sucked it up.
Would it have been different if there were guys around?
There would have been a lot more complaining from me. At
really?
Least. my friends are a little stronger, but.
Okay. In regards to weather, take rain for an example. Like,
yeah.
I don't mind rain that much, but that's because like all the gear that I get and buy, outdoor gear, I make sure it's all waterproof. And then that's the gear. My cold weather gear is all waterproof. So I will. Do you think that if you had more waterproof gear, would that like completely waterproof jacket, pants, and boots?
Well, what are you going to do when it's raining? What are you going to do?
The same thing. You just hang out by the fire and
gonna,
drink beer.
You're just going to sit there in the rain. I mean, because I did this last Memorial Day. And there was a lot of alcohol involved, you know. And at one point, someone put one of those little, because they make easy ups with like sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. We put one of those over a picnic table. And we sat in it for a really long time. But it was, you know, and especially if you have like a kid with you, you know, there's a limit to like how much you can. I mean, you can't, you know, the kid's not drinking. So, you know, there's a limit to what
you can. Maybe that's your problem then, you know, come on.
You know, you're like, you're doing so well. I know this isn't, the sun will come out and then, you know. Or we're going to go home as soon as mommy sobers up, you know.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, that's the thing. Like, I always grew up, like, loving camping, but we were for sure summer campers, except for that one snow trip.
I think what's interesting here is, in regards to weather, I think if you're trying to get your significant other to go camping with you.
Go in the summer.
Yeah, don't do it in the winter.
Yeah, don't,
or during the rain.
No, yeah, don't pick a sucky weather weekend to be like, hey, you want to come camping? Like, you will burn them forever on wanting to do it. Like, pick like an ideal weekend. And there is such a thing as too hot, too. Like, especially around here. Like, one weekend, our friends invited us camping, and they were down at a lower elevation, and we were going up to a higher elevation to do different camping.
Little Grass Valley Reservoir.
Yeah, it was like early August or something like that. And we cruised past the place that they were at, and the dashboard thing said like 101 or something. Yeah, so you don't want to do that either. I mean, there was a lake, but then you literally have, you must be in the lake or you shall die. Yeah. So you want to get like an ideal temperature range going on. You know, not crazy cold, not crazy hot, especially if you're trying to get your lady to go camping and she's a little reluctant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't pick some BS weather that no one wants to do.
No, that's a really good point. And I think I want to direct this to the secretary. And the question to you is, if you could choose, because you're not the biggest fan of camping, if you could choose a weekend.
No, wait a second. Like, I never said I wasn't a fan of camping. I just didn't start camping until I was.
Okay. Are you a fan of camping?
When the circumstances are right.
Okay. And that's
great. Yeah, I do. Wonderful. No, I mean, I have asked to go camping.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. I have asked to go camping.
And but then that's great, because that leads me right into my question, which is, what would you consider an ideal camping trip?
I can stand some heat, but there is a limit to heat. But because I don't like sleeping and being sweaty.
Yeah, you can't.
But I can. I actually would prefer it to be a little on the hotter side. And then so when it comes to camping for me, the more that he does, the more that I can enjoy it.
Are you listening, gentlemen out there?
So, like I said,
secret to life.
Yeah, exactly. The more he does, the more you're going to enjoy it.
Right.
Well, it's funny because I have a really good friend of mine who took his family out camping for the first time, and he's like, I want my wife to sit by the fire and me and the kids do everything, so she'll be happy.
Yeah, and I don't mind helping. I just don't want to be in charge. So I will do the shopping now, because I got mad at you that one time that you didn't bring marshmallows. So
the secret there is to mess up.
I really wanted marshmallows.
Mess up. How do you mess it up so that you know? Okay.
Oh, well, I can't do it, so you have to do it. No,
it wasn't.
I'm kidding.
No, I just decided that I was, so I did the shopping, but that's like a pre-camping kind of thing. But I don't cook. I don't think I've ever cooked. I didn't even cook when I was with the girls camping. But I don't prefer cook, but I will help. So I will chop stuff up or whatever. I will help set up the tent. I just don't want to be in charge of it. So when we go camping, I will get the food and I tell you where it is, but you pack it. And boy, I mean, if you missed packing something, it would be in big trouble. But that hasn't happened yet. And I pack myself based on what you tell me, how it's cold, it's going to be, are we going to be swimming, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Got to know those things.
Yeah. And so that's
yeah. You got to inform your lady. Inform your lady the conditions that she's going into so she can pack and feel prepared. And don't expect her to, like, you know, make you some gourmet meal or something, because...
No,
it's supposed to be like vacation.
Yeah,
you know, you're supposed
to
like relax and have fun. And it's not fun if you're spending like an hour trying to make a meal and, you know, on a crappy tilted picnic table with pine needles that are falling into your business, and then you gotta like clean afterward, which camping dishes are notoriously pretty sucky to do. So,
so there's a couple points I want to touch on there, and I forgotten one of them.
Have some more wine.
I know, right?
That's the secret to camping, ladies.
The secret to camping is more wine. So, I've noticed, and this is just an observation of mine, and there's going to be a question after it, but I've noticed that the more that you and I go camping, Secretary and I, the more comfortable you get with it and the more you want to help and you're okay with helping with stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, Pat, you said packing up the tent, right? Or helping put up the tent.
Put up the tent and pack the tent, but I don't want to take the lead on it.
And that's perfectly fine. So, would you rather be involved with helping with stuff while camping? Do you think that helps you stay engaged with it? Or would you rather vacation and be catered to and have a butler?
I'm not a mooch, you know. Uh-huh. I want to take part in it. I just don't want to be in charge of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I won't sit back and watch you.
Uh-huh.
I carried stuff to the campsite and I helped you do things and I chopped vegetables or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do want to enjoy myself and I don't really want to worry about it.
Yeah,
Don't
make it stressful. Like, you know, normally at home, if you're like, you're used to like, you know, like, oh, I'm in charge of this and I'm in charge of this and I'm in charge of this. And you don't want to like go somewhere and be in charge of it also and have this old outdoor layer thrown on it. Like, make it an enjoyable experience and offer to do a lot of things. That's definitely helpful. Cause as living that single mom life, the first time I went camping by myself and I had to do everything absolutely 100% by myself. Oh my God, it was exhausting. Like, okay, I have to plan all the crap. I have to go shopping. I have to pack all the crap and actually put it in the car and then get there and unload it and set up the tent and get out this and get out that. And then, you know, at the end of the day, the end of the trip, pack it back all up. And then you go home and you're like, crap, now I got to do all this laundry. And now I have to unload the cooler. And now I have to put all the things back on the shelves. And now I have to, it's just like very overwhelming if you feel like you have to do it all on your own or you're like in charge of all that.
Okay.
So you don't want to make it feel like it's a shit ton of work.
Because
it can be. But
absolutely.
If you're like,
you know, so especially if you have kids too, and you've got extra people,
that you have to like pack for and consider. And kids take a lot of stuff because you got to like bring
entertainment.
Toys and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Whereas adults, all you need is bottles of
alcohol, and that's all the entertainment you need. You know, maybe a couple of frisbees or. Uh-huh. You know.
Speaking of that, shall we discuss quickly and have a little? What is it called? Interlube? And what? Not interlube.
No,
interlube.
What's it called? That's for later, honey.
A break. A break and talk about what we are having. On this episode of the Snail Trail 4x4 podcast, we are having a San Marcos Creek out of Paso Robles. It's a Syrah.
I opened up two good bottles tonight.
Before this,
we had a 2016 from Pazah.
We had a 2016 from Pazah, which is outside of Newcastle or in Newcastle area up here in the low Sierra Nevada mountain range outside
low
of Auburn.
Foothills or something.
Yeah, which the assistant and I went wine tasting at, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've been handing this one around. It's pretty good. I like it. It's a little sweet for me.
Yeah, it's a little jammy. I liked the Pazah better. I like kind of really smoky, peppery wines, and that Pazah had a lot of pepper in it, which is awesome. This one's a little more jammy, a little fruity, more to it. So, but still good though.
It was from Paso Robles.
Yeah, so it's a good one. I like it. So, any thoughts?
Yeah, I liked this one better. Whatever.
I don't think it's jammy. You really think it's jammy? Better.
Not really jammy. It's definitely lighter than
it's lighter.
It's a lighter fruitiness. It's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tastes like grapes.
Old grapes.
Yeah, old grapes.
All right. Jumping back in. I was going to ask when you guys were talking about how you don't mind helping out, but you don't want to take the lead. Don't put us in the charge.
Yeah,
and when
exhausting.
You went out.
Solo
doing your own thing. is what about like sort of jobs? As in, I always set up the tent and you always set up the kitchen and, you know,
yeah.
I do a massive unload of the truck onto the ground, but you set up the camp chairs around the fireplace.
Yeah, there's some
sort of things along that line.
Yeah, well, there's things that work better together. Like setting up a tent, I mean, you can do it by yourself, but no, that's not fun at all. You know, you need another set of hands or three, depending on the size of your tent, for setting up a tent.
Not if you have a gazelle. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a an $80 tent. Coleman that I bought 13 years ago, and it's still surviving with just a minimal amount of duct tape on the corners. Nice. Yeah, and I can put that up by myself, mm-hmm. and I have put it up by myself and taken it down.
It's much more fun. It's yeah,
yeah.
Much
it'll go
more
up
enjoyable.
In like 5 minutes with another person.
Okay.
So that kind of stuff. Yeah, but I think like I really appreciate when the dude packs the car because like mm-hmm. I think when two people try to pack a car, that's just asking for.
I don't pack the car.
Yeah, that's asking for conflict. You just yeah. you put the things by the door and then you. Just
I actually
let
think
them...
Tyler enjoys packing the car.
Yeah, I don't.
So
I don't know.
I do get a sick enjoyment out of it. So.
It's like a thing dudes like.
We,
yeah,
we
dudes
played,
like to play Tetris.
Exactly.
I mean, I always like
it's
to play Tetris,
Tetris
too, but I'm like, I'm not getting involved. I'm just going to put this here. It's like, really another bag? It's like, yeah, really another bag. Just go for it. You know? Just
and,
rotate it.
Along those lines, my tip to the ladies is please provide the men with the largest bags first.
Yeah.
Because when you come bags. Back, when you're like, oh, here's a few bags. And then you go, oh, here's my last one. And it's like twice the size of everything else you did that you provided to us earlier. And then now we have to like
yeah, messes up
rearrange
your
everything.
That's it when the music work. Gets more intense and like yeah. the lights start flashing. Isn't it a challenge? Yeah, it goes faster. Yeah. Like
no, it's an absolute challenge. But if you know, if you're we're providing,
are you not up to the challenge?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't handle that last
I've got
level of Tetris.
Plenty
Jeez.
Of ratchet straps. But I'm just saying, if you could provide, like, if
yeah.
your clothing bag is the biggest bag. Finish that first and then work your way down the line. I don't, you know, whatever bag's big, if it comes down to be the tents, the largest thing, let's get that in there first so that we can then pack appropriately.
Interesting. I go more by what is the biggest boxy
yeah,
items.
Like the cooler.
Like the cooler. Well, the cooler is also one of the bigger items as well, but I base my priorities more off of what square to put in first a foundation. If there's anything like ginormous, like a tent bag, like I feel like I can just squish that on top and push shove that in wherever.
Sure, I agree, but I'm saying
no, you don't.
No, I do. I do, but that's our job
okay.
already. Those are things that we're getting.
Okay,
right.
That's true.
They're providing. They've said I want you to pack everything. All that I'm going to do is my bag.
Take care of my stuff, my clothes. Okay,
right. And maybe the cooler because they're adding mm-hmm. stuff to it.
No, I don't pack the cooler. I
no,
just
right.
set it on the counter.
This is but still, what I'm saying is pretty much the only thing that they're bringing down to us is their bags.
Okay, that's fair. I got you. So cool. Is there anything else that... So far, I've kind of just to review mm-hmm. and gather up from this. So we need to take in consideration, tell you... what you're going to need to pack, or
yeah,
at least give
the,
you details that
you
relate
us, the better.
To what you're going to need
yeah.
to pack. Pick good weather.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Pick good weather times.
No rain or wind.
What's so
or
funny?
Extreme
Jimmy is checking off his list.
Oh, is it? I didn't even see
did.
That, really?
Going.
That's funny. So pick good weather. Don't go for more than 2 to 3 days at a time,
yeah,
just depending.
Like a three-night.
Three-night
More
kind of
than
max.
Three nights
okay.
is...
Depending on
showers. But again, amenities. Even then, like, showering while
yeah,
camping...
it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Or
yeah.
bring lots of baby wipes.
Lots... Yeah, baby wipes
okay.
are key.
Baby wipes. Don't put you in charge of anything. So, but
or
you want to help...
Especially everything.
Especially every... Absolutely,
yeah.
100%. But you still want to help with stuff. So, guidance? Like, we... As long as we can kind of keep in our heads... what needs to get done and then say, hey, can you help with this next or this next while we're working on it as well? Or would you rather just sit back and be like, here's your bottle of wine. Yeah, go hang out and by also, the river. Come back in an hour.
Yeah. We'll naturally maybe feel a little bit bad after a while. don't ask us to do something. And provide your lady with her favorite beverage of choice, for sure.
That's a big one, too, yeah.
Yeah, and if she's not a beverage drinker, then provide her with her favorite whatever it is. Like, she wants to sit in a hammock and read her magazine, make sure there's the hammock and the magazine.
Set
like,
that up first.
Yeah, yeah. There, like, yeah. make sure there's something there that she's going to be into.
Okay.
Yeah, don't forget her chair either.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
And don't leave her chair in Pismo Beach either.
You're in trouble.
It happened to you too.
Oh, that was both our faults though. I mean, we both
chairs
got. Yeah, we left both of our chairs there. We're like, did we get everything? And we're like, I mean, I think so. This is it, right?
And granted, for that trip, I did sit on the chainsaw case the whole trip and let you.
That's not true. That is not true.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Nope.
I'm intervening. So, okay, we got a good wrap up of what to kind of get what knowledge you guys want. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of move to actually at camp.
Okay. And are we going to talk about off roading as well? Like, because that's a different thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys realize that?
I don't know. They're looking shocked. They're like, what? That's different?
My happy face, unhappy face list is all about off-roading.
Yeah, yeah. Off-roading is a totally different beast.
I didn't even know we were talking about camping. You didn't even tell me that.
Because I had never gone off-roading until I started dating this guy over here. Maybe so either. That's like a whole different thing.
All right, everybody. So apparently off-roading and camping are not the same thing. So this is about to be very big new news to both Jimmy and I. But it ended up being such big news that we ended up talking for another like hour and 15 minutes after this with the secretary and assistant. So we decided to cut this episode into two parts. So the second part will be all about how to get your lady, how to trick them into going off-roading with you. No, I'm just kidding. How to get them into going and swoon them to go with you off-roading. So, check in and tune in next week on Monday, next week's campfire discussion. That'll be episode 52 for the Secretary and Assistant's tell-all attitude towards off-roading and how off-roading works for them, what makes it easier for your significant others to go off-roading. Hopefully some of their tips and advice will be able to help you guys and help your significant others when you guys are out on the trail. So, hang tight. Listen for that one. This next episode, episode 51, is going to be all about Jimmy and mine, and the assistant was with us out at a toy drive this last weekend. So we'll have that episode here at 51, and then we'll come back to the ladies' takes on off-roading here for 52. So hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys have any questions for us in the meantime, send them on over to you, Tyler or Jimmy at snailtrail4x4.com in an email. You can go to the website. We've got a contact form on there. We tend to go a couple months before checking it and then answer all the questions all at once. Sorry about that. But that's how it's working at the moment. If you have more urgent questions, definitely send them on over email or the Instagram. So head on over to the gram and find Jimmy at snailtrail4x4. And you can find Tyler and myself at 4x4 Toyota Tyler. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please go to iTunes, leave us a review, leave us a feedback, make some stars, make a hashtag Kermit or whatever you guys want. That will help a ton with helping get some significant other advice into other people's ear holes out in the podcast land. So thank you for everything you guys do for us. Thank you for all the support. We love you. And tune in next time when we talk about the toy drive coming up. And with that, my friends, keep crawling.
joke?
Negative. I don't do jokes.
Good one.